This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from our flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America, including our friends on AM920, The Answer in Atlanta, Georgia. How y'all doing? And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us all right now across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and the Border Patrol working real hard down along the border. We thank all of them for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting the mail for delivery today, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And to the Uber, the Lyft, and the taxi drivers, thanks, too, for what you do. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, our number three, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
I forgot to mention, and I wanted to get that all there in that first little break before the top of the hour, that there was a report that came, well, actually there's two reports I want to talk about real quick. There was a report that came out of Iraq via the Israeli media, two different web sources there, saying that a drone airstrike had destroyed an Iranian missile depot in Iraq. Now, one story says that the missiles were reportedly being pointed in the direction of Israel, and the other one doesn't say anything like that. So what's going on?
It wasn't a drone strike. What's being clarified is it was Israeli Air Force carried out an airstrike in Iraq using F-35s.
That's even
and
better.
They hit a popular, what is called the Popular Mobilization Forces camp in East Saladin. Now, supposedly they killed six Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps commanders and Hezbollah members, as well as destroying 110 Fatah ballistic missiles.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Significant.
Well, they could all be piled up in a depot, which is really what they're saying there. But that's the first time that Israel has done anything in Iraq.
Yeah. Yep. And again, it leads everybody to think, you know, you never know when they're going to show up, do you?
Well, we may have called on them to do that because we are busy doing a couple other things for sure. And one of them, interestingly enough, includes Saudi Arabia. Now, I mentioned on your show last night or the night before last that we have deployed 500 more forces, and I don't know what kind of forces yet, to Saudi Arabia. And the reason we have done that is because we are reconstituting the Prince Sultan Air Base. We haven't been there since really the first Gulf War.
Yep.
So we've already got some engineers there that are kind of rebuilding some roads and you know, kind of resurrecting the place, reinforcing runways and that kind of thing, medical facilities and all that. So it appears that we are going to use that as an offensive measure against Iran if we have to.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting, but I think that the Saudis offered the United States to please do this because they're actually paying some of the cost. Not all the cost.
Right.
But some of the cost for having the assets there as well as U.S. personnel. But the big thing that has already arrived there is the Patriot missile batteries.
And this all goes back to Operation Sentinel, which we heard about yesterday for the first time from Central Command, which is the putting together of a multinational coalition, not only with a maritime effort to keep the Straits of Hormuz open and to keep the shipping lanes going, moving there, but also to provide safety, security, and stability in the region.
Well, the Brits have a frigate there now, and they should have more.
Yeah.
They have, in fact, deployed what is known as the SAS
mm-hmm.
teams. They've done a couple of those. The SAS teams are the SBS teams. I shouldn't say SAS, the SBS,
mm-hmm.
which are the special boat teams for the Royal Marines.
Right.
So they are going to be doing some interesting things on the shorelines,
mm-hmm.
Going up and down perhaps the Straits of Hormuz Persian Gulf. And they'll be particularly looking for clues, I think, on the ground and communications on the ground with other nasty little things that these Iranian cowboys are doing in the water with their little fast boats.
Right. And the other thing is, and people forget about this, okay, the Iranians have more than one of these fast boat bases. There are three of them, to my knowledge, on either side of the Straits of Hormuz. And the oil tankers that they've confiscated went to the one in the middle, which is right there when you come out of the Straits of Hormuz. If you go straight to the right in a northeasterly direction, you drive right into their port. I think it's a QAM island. Is that what they call it?
Well, that's an IRGC base.
Right, but go ahead.
Where these tankers appear to be centralized, if you will, is the Fujairah port, which is very interesting to me.
Hold that thought, because it'll get very interesting when we come back. All right, little celebration going on here. I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com as we meander across hour number three of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Hope you're having a great weekend, everybody. Hope you're staying cool, and hope that air conditioner keeps working for you.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by the USCCA. Now, what do 350,000-plus responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of whatever it takes to defend themselves in a self-defense incident. Now, for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense because they know the legal system doesn't always get it right. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So, on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, you'll see a USCCA logo link. Click on that link. First thing you'll see is a little drop-down window to sign up for the free gun-a-day giveaway. Make sure you do that. We want to be talking about somebody eventually on this show winning one of those guns. And every day at midnight, they roll over to a different weapon. Then take a look at the three different means by which you can become a member. Now, they've got three different plans, but in either one of the three, you will get $474 worth of free stuff for becoming a member of the USCCA. Now, they also have courses where you can learn to become a firearms instructor and teach firearm safety courses as well. That's something else they do. And don't forget that some of the great gear you get as part of the $474 worth of free stuff includes the Concealed Carry magazine, and that is the award-winning USCCA magazine with more discounts in it, too, for things like, camping and boating and RVing and guns and ammunition and even hunting. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Okay, John Bolton and Mike Pompeo are very much involved in trying to put together this Operation Sentinel, a multinational force, and get the Pentagon up to snuff and everything else. Is that correct?
Yeah. And what we've really done is we've dusted off the old file of Operation Prime Chance.
Okay.
And, you know, that was in the late 80s, about 87, where we were stopping the Iranian forces then from attacking Persian Gulf shipping.
Yep.
And so we did a couple of interesting things that Reagan made the decision of telling, you know, like Kuwait and some of these other countries to put American flags on these tankers and these ships.
Yep.
And then we can defend them. And Congress at the time they approved it, but they hated the entire idea, mm-hmm. and they were really angry at Reagan for even suggesting that, but that's what was going on.
And it worked.
Well, yeah, but at the time, the Iranians were not using limpets, which they're using today. They mm-hmm. were using mines. So we're in a very different place right now with the technologies that we have and so forth, but we're certainly looking at all of the old operations like Operation Prime Chance or Operation Nimble Archer and Praying Mantis and so forth. So, several fascinating things are going on there. And then we're certainly calling up, you know, whoever it is in Europe, most of all the Brits right now, and saying, okay, what is it that you're going to contribute? And then Israel, what part are you going to take? And Kuwait, what part are you going to take? And Jordan, what are you going to do? And Hong Kong, are you going to, you know, provide anything? Or Japan, you know, so we're like dialing people all over the world right now.
Well, I remember you mentioned France and whatever it was they were doing, and there was an incident about a year and a half or so ago when off the coast of Somalia there was a French destroyer that was in operation that actually went after these little boats that came out to go after shipping there. Now, let me see here. I think we got our favorite caller on the line here, question asker. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Backyam and Bob, Clearwater, Florida.
What it are?
Hello, Blondie.
Good morning.
Okay. Nuclear weapons versus conventional weapons. Nuclear weapons, they have, according to the START Treaty, the United States has 1,411, which are deployed on 673 ICBMs, SLBMs, strategic bombers, and the W-88 half-megaton warhead seems to be about the average. And what I want to know is, can any nation even survive 100 nuclear weapons, let alone what we have and all they have? Now, the main thing is, if it ever goes nuclear, we're all done. And I think conventional weapons are probably a whole lot more relevant, and that we should be concentrating our spending on conventional weapons, although we have to maintain the other ones. Anyway, that's what I got to say.
All right. Well, number one,
he's right. We have less nuclear weapons than Russia does.
We sure do.
However, we have under the nuclear umbrella, we have authorities over some of the other countries' management of their nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So we can necessarily add into our arsenal or collective arsenal all of the nuclear weapons with allies.
Yeah.
But yes, we want to go back to, we have to maintain them. Some of them are very old. Certainly those that were in Incirlik were pretty old, but we are maintaining them.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to conventional weapons, yeah, we've got to maintain those too, and we've got an awful lot that are out of research and development, and some are in production. But we're really in an offensive world right now because of the technologies that other rogue nations have developed, those like Russia and those like China. I got a text message last night from somebody, and I had to kind of think on this one, that says we're working on something that there's a new Russia toy that we're trying to get some pictures of, and we apparently have gotten some pictures of. So I had to have to ask my questions carefully so I don't burn my source there. But
well, I heard about a new Russian weapon this week, but I can't for the life of me remember what it was, but there was something new that Russia was coming out with. I did it in one of my military segments.
Well, so, I mean, we're never going to go back to the typical ground war.
No, and it's not going to happen. And we do have a question here. Let me get to this question. We'll answer this. This is from Lee in Lubbock, Texas. He says, I love listening to your show. Love your segments with Denise Simon. My question is simple. Are we going to send ground troops in to get the crewmen out that are being held?
No.
It's going to be negotiated. I don't think.
It'll definitely be negotiated. But that crew, that problem was really a British problem, and we may offer some support, but we're going to tell the Brits this is what you need to do. We've already done that, and say you need to get some more rubber on the road here.
Yep, bring some more assets to the table.
And they're kind of slow at doing some of this. They're a little more complicated than we are, if that's even possible, but it is. But that crew was kind of interesting. They had Indians on that crew.
Russian.
I was. Mm-hmm. So, Russia may even step in and say, let the crew go. I don't know how that's necessarily.
Yeah, somebody from Latvia. I mean, it was 5-6 different countries.
Yeah. So. Crazy, huh?
Yeah, it is. But here's the thing, okay? And again, Tulsi Gabbard made a comment yesterday, we don't want any troops in Iran. They're not going to Iran. That's not what we're going to be doing. And by the way, we don't want... And again, let's talk the nuclear weapons route here for a second, or precise conventional weapons. They can launch missiles and put them in a window of a building and try to hit a specific office if that's what they want to do. And the fact of the matter is, we are going to see more of that and less of anybody being on the ground anywhere at any time in Iran.
Yeah, I mean, the ground forces, the only ground forces you would have would be advisors. You won't have combat ground forces at all.
Or forward controllers, maybe. I forgot about that.
Yeah, certainly not in any kind of significant numbers.
No.
We are forcing other countries to kind of fight for themselves, although we can't seem to get that done in Afghanistan. But we did that in Syria with Islamic State. We did that in Iraq with Islamic State. We won't go back to where we were in the whole Korea-Vietnam realm at all. Although the first Gulf War, we sent in everybody and the thing was over in 100 days.
Yep. And I remember the Saudi Arabians and the Kuwait being at the head of the parade. All righty, we'll let you go, and we'll talk to you on Monday morning, bright and early.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, everybody, FoundersCode.com, and we will be right back with more. And if you want to give us a call, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600.
This is the Captain America Third Watch.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. U.S. officials say Iran has seized two commercial oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, one from Britain and one at Liberian flagship. President Donald Trump says Iran is proving they're untrustworthy.
So we're going to be speaking with the U.K., and this only goes to show what I'm saying about Iran. Trouble. Nothing but trouble.
The Liberian tanker was released. A delegation of Democratic senators made a trip to an illegal immigrant detention facility in McAllen, Texas, Friday, where they got a first-hand look at the condition of people being held there. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said what he saw saddened him deeply.
To see these people, particularly the children, treated in such inhumane conditions just tears at your heartstrings and really makes you feel awful.
The administration says conditions show more money is needed from Congress for adequate care. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, good morning again and welcome back to hour number three, second half of hour number three on the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program is brought to you by my very good friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. Now, this is a dealership which includes 4 different dealerships. Now, they sell Chevys, and they also sell Nissans, and they also have a select pre-owned vehicle store as well up in Homosassa Springs. And now, when you shop the huge selection of any Moss Family Automotive dealership, you pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. Now, that goes for any new Chevy or Nissan or any pre-owned vehicle in the Moss Family inventory. Now, you can go to a special website and check out what kind of financing you qualify for without damaging your credit score. It's Moss, M-A-U-S, Family, Chevrolet.com/free credit check. And Moss Family Automotive offers the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of Tampa Bay and Southwest Florida. And they are the original home 24/7, 365 of You Serve, You Save. Now, that's a program that saves all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and their 911 dispatchers too, a ton of money. Now, believe me when I tell you, You will save big money at Moss, and the service is impeccable. You pay nothing down right now and no payments for 6 months with approved credit. So check out what you qualify for at Moss, M-A-U-S, Family, Chevrolet.com/free credit check. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. That gets you a $500 savings. You save $500 on whatever vehicle you buy at Moss Family Automotive. Remember that. Remember that. All right. Now let's take a look at something here. The economy, of course, is very important. Our economy is just still cruising along. Some people are trying to tell you that it's not, and it's being propped up and this, that, and the other. But this is what I know. Now, first of all, this is from CNBC. The House passed a bill on Thursday that would raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025. It would do it in stages. Now, from the Associated Press, the Raise the Wage Act was the Democrats' centerpiece agenda when they claimed the House back in 2018. The same cannot be said for the Republicans, who branded the bill as a job killer. And a vote passed along party lines, 231 to 199, but only three Republicans voted for the bill and six Democrats opposed it. Now, keep in mind one thing here when we talk about the minimum wage. Bernie Sanders was all about the minimum wage, remember? $15 an hour, got to get it up there. And then what does he do when the wage goes to $15 an hour in some of the states that he's operating with, and he's got staffers in there licking stamps to envelopes or handing out pamphlets on street corners, and he can't afford to pay him $15 an hour, so what's he doing? Laying them off. Can anybody say hypocrisy? Now, according to CNN, and you know how they are, the raise could help millions of workers who haven't seen a raise in their minimum wage in more than a decade, the longest stretch in history. Then, according to Vox, the Congressional Budget Office warns that the raise could come at a cost. It could trigger 1.3 million job losses for the lowest paid workers. And that's proven by what Bernie Sanders just did. Now, again, let's be clear here. There's little to no chance that the GOP-controlled Senate will pass this bill, especially when the majority leader, Mitch McConnell, has already vowed not to even take it up. So, the bill comes to the Senate more or less dead in the water. But it does serve as a preview of what could happen if the Democrats seize the Senate and the White House in 2020. This bill, okay, I don't mind raising the minimum wage. But to drop it to, or I'm sorry, to raise it at one time, to just take it from $10 or $8 or $11 or wherever it's at, and go to $15 an hour right off the bat, no way in hell can any business in the country afford such a thing without having to cut back somewhere along the line. No way in hell. Think about that. Think about that for a second. Because it's true. It's true. Now, I don't know if you heard this or not. California, with their infinite wisdom this week, you've heard of such things that are gender-specific. You talk about a manhole in the street. Can't use the word anymore. Berkeley, California passed an ordinance requiring gender-neutral language in its city code. For example, the city will substitute firefighter for fireman or firewoman. That's the way they'll be referred to, fireman or firewoman, instead of being called fire medics and not being throwing the gender in there, because a fire medic is a paramedic certified as a firefighter. Fire technician is another title that they've come up with here in the not too recent past about people that operate trucks. We used to call them truckies. The pump operators were pump operators. Now they're moving all that around. Oh, boy. Can't say man, can't say woman. Unbelievable, huh? Unbelievable. Okay, let me go back here to Tucker Carlson and something that he had here with AOC that was said on his program this week. This was AOC making a statement, and Tucker's people approached her to try to get her to come on his show, and she wouldn't do it.
Like Ilhan, anyone who believes in the rights of all people in danger, and I think that there's a responsibility for that environment.
Yeah. So disagreeing with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a physical threat, right? Nothing about last night's rally endangered anybody. The president never threatened or called for harm to come to members of Congress. Being called for violence against Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or anybody else. He just disagrees with them and finds them embarrassing and repugnant, because they are. Lots of people feel that way. The president isn't a fascist. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is. That's what she's doing when she calls other people's speech violence. She's justifying her own decision to silence them. If Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had absolute power, would you be able to disagree with her? What do you think? No, because clearly she doesn't think your opinions are valid. They're different from hers, so by definition they're violent and racist. She isn't just allowed to silence you, she's obligated to, if she believes that. And that's her perfect world. Shut up and obey.
Yep, that's her perfect world. Shut up and obey. Doesn't quite work that way, though, does it? By the way, Joe Biden is in the news again for all the wrong reasons.
Well, I only saw a clip of it. The way he stood there, it didn't seem like it. You'd assume. You can imagine if someone said that when I was speaking, what I would have said. No, stop. Speak up, man. Not after the fact. Not after the fact. And look.
Do you think he's trying to have it both ways? To have that in the moment and then the next day walk it back?
Well, he does that all the time and everything. It's like, you know, when he said, when I made the point that he was, coddling white supremacists and neo-Nazis when they came out of the field, he said, well, they're just going to see, was it Jefferson's, who was it? A general statue, or a Confederate general. Well, he must be blind and deaf, because if he didn't hear what they were saying, then I don't understand. Look, this is a game. This is about dividing the country. This is about dividing and raising the issue of racism across the country, because that's his base. That's what he's pushing.
Let me tell you something. The only people that are raising and dividing the country with racism are the Democrats. From start to finish, day after day after day after day after day. They're the ones throwing it out there. They're the ones that are doing it. Take a look in their own backyards. Take a look in their own backyards and see how they're treating their own constituents and people. By the way, Tlaib, Dearborn, Michigan, third worst congressional district in the country. And what's she doing about it? Nothing. Not a damn thing. Nothing. All right, be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in
dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, hey-ho, Captain, it's Melvin out here in my bass boat. Hey, you know, maybe you can help me with something. You know, I was out here fishing a little bit earlier, and, you know, this girl comes pulling up next to me in a little Boston Whaler selling Vienna hot dogs. She was in a nice little bathing suit and everything, but anyway, I got a couple of hot dogs from her, and she took off with my $20 and told me she'd bring my change back about 2 hours later. I ain't seen her. I can't explain that to my wife. You know, oh, looks like I got a nibble on a big one. I gotta let you go there, Captain. Have a good day.
All righty, stay tuned for the continuing adventures of Melvin in his bass boat. Herd Weekends on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. All righty. This is time for the beach and boating forecast for all of the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and Tampa Bay, brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, home of the largest franchise in the Freedom Boat Club National Network of 185 locations in America, plus 3 in Canada, plus 2 in France. Now, for today, Saturday, we'll have some scattered afternoon thunderstorms, similar to what we had yesterday and last night. Winds will start out of the south to the southeast at about 3 to 5 miles an hour. Then they'll pick up 5 to 10 miles per hour with a sea breeze later in the afternoon. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature is at 89 degrees. The Bay water temperature at 87 degrees. Our high tide is coming next hour, 5:56 a.m. And low tide will be around at 10:03 a.m. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay brings you the beach and boating forecast. Now, with 185 locations across the country, 3 in Canada, 2 in France, 400 boats here in Tampa Bay, the largest franchise in all of their locations, Freedom Boat Club has been doing something right for a number of years. Now, when they first started with us about 3 years ago, they had 100 boats in 10 locations. Now they've got 400 boats in 24 locations with two more coming right here in Tampa Bay. Now, if you join the Freedom Boat Club right now, you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. But it gets even better if you're an active-duty military member, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or if you're a school teacher, because then you get an extra $500 off on top of the $1,000 on your one-time membership fee. All you have to do is pay the balance due, and then after that, you pay a monthly fee, period. You're done. And your membership also gives you reciprocity at all other Freedom Boat Club locations all across the country, 185 to choose from, 3 in Canada, 2 in France. So go to the website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com. That's freedomboatclubtampabay.com. Or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. The number again, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open up the doors to even more savings. Freedom Boat Club, Tampa Bay. Now, James in Clearwater sent me a message here. I haven't looked at it. I just opened it up here. It says, the one thing that isn't being reported is that many union contracts are based on the minimum as a reference point. Yeah, that's true. I know that. I've been involved in many contract negotiations over the years with the IAFF. I was also, by the way, a local steward, and then later was on one of the committees for negotiating a contract. Now, let's see here. People are getting caught up in the emotional aspects of the subject just before or just follow the money. Yeah, you're right, James. That's true. But here's the deal. You are not going to see wages go from $10, $11 an hour or $7 or $8 an hour, wherever the minimum wage is. You're not going to see states just jumping it right up to $15 an hour right away. They can't do it. Nobody can do that. And if you do have to do it, you're going to see what we saw with Bernie Sanders. And that is, he laid off some staffers because he couldn't afford to pay them $15 an hour and have them doing the remedial job some of them were doing, which was literally looking stamps, mailing circulars, handing out flyers on street corners. That just isn't a $15 an hour job if you're going from, say, $7 or $8 an hour up to that. Now, 20 Democratic candidates are now prepping for the second presidential debate in Detroit later this month. Now, on July 30th and 31st, two nights in a row, the Dems will be on the debate stage hosted by CNN. Now, California Congressman Eric Swalwell won't be there because he dropped out. The other people that won't be there, Former Senator Mike Gravel didn't make the cut. Miramar, Florida Mayor Wayne Musam didn't make the cut. Congressman Seth Moulton didn't make the cut. Former Congressman Joe Sestak didn't make the cut. And the activist and $100 million person Tom Steyer, who said he pledged to put $100 million into his campaign, didn't make the cut for this debate. So here's who you're going to see. Senator Michael Bennett, former President Joe Biden, or former Vice President Joe Biden, listen to me, former President, Senator Cory Booker, former Montana Governor Steve Bullock, South Bend, Indiana Mayor, Mayor Pete, former Secretary Julian Castro, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, former Congressman John Delaney, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Senator Kamala Harris, former Governor John Hickenlooper from Colorado, Washington Governor Jay Inslee, Senator Amy Klobuchar, former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, Congressman Tim O'Ryan, Senator Bernie Sanders, Senator Elizabeth Warren, activist Marianne Williamson, and Andrew Yang. They'll be the ones on the stage. Now, will that matter much? No. Are we getting closer to getting this down to four or five or six candidates? Probably. Will more drop out after this debate because they don't do well? Yep. You betcha. But where do we go from here? Well, we can only go up because they can't get much lower than what these people have been doing, in my opinion. Trashing everybody and everything. Now, I want you to listen to Ilhan Omar with my final clip of the day.
Congresswoman, when you talk to young women like this, do you worry about the rhetoric today when you talk to her?
She is now becoming a citizen, been in the country for 4 years. And I want to make sure that every single person who is in this country, who's aspiring to become part of the American fabric, understands that nothing this president says should be taken apart. We are Americans as much as everyone else. This is our country, and we are where we belong. And I told people on my election night in the great state of Minnesota, we don't just welcome refugees, we send them to represent us in Washington. And
yeah, we send them to represent us in Washington. By the way, Ilhan Omar is in big, big, big trouble right now. There's a major investigation going on. You heard about the rumors about her marrying her brother to commit immigration fraud and sneak him into the country. You heard about all that. That is indeed going on. It is indeed factually correct from what I've been told and what I know about it. That's only part of it. You've also heard about the income tax returns that have been filed with the wrong husband. Joint returns to get a more favorable taxation rate. However, that's been discovered, and that's being taken care of. And you've also heard about some of the other things that are going on when it comes to Ilhan Omar. Now, let me tell you this. If they can prove any of this stuff, that she fraudulently lied and did things to entice her to be able to be in the country, to be able to become a citizen, to be able to run for the Congress and all that, then she is guilty of some really, really big time offenses that could get her booted out of Congress. So to that I say, bring it on. All right, Captain America, Third Watch Weekend Edition. We're hanging it up. We'll be back Monday morning bright and early. You guys and girls have a great weekend out there and stay cool as best you can up there in the great Northeast. I'll see you all Monday morning.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.